Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Aiden's Lonely Voyage. I'm your host, Kyle Paikkanen.
Oh, yeah.
That's my guest today, John Cook.
Sorry, howdy.
Could you repeat that?
Could
you repeat that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, feels really good.
Oh, yeah. So
yes,
today,
it does.
On this episode, I'm kind of the lone wolf because my other partners aren't here. They didn't show up.
So it's Kyle's lonely voyage.
Yeah. Today it's Kyle's lonely voyage.
Now Aiden really is lonely.
Oh, yeah. And also, okay, I can't function without a co-host. So we brought back our good friend, Jack Merton. Catch him in our first episode. Go watch that before you listen to this one.
Well, I'll definitely watch the audio file, Kyle.
Yes, watch the audio file. So, today we have Jonathan Lawrence Cook with us today.
Yo, yeet.
Swerve.
Bring back Swerve.
Yeah, bring back Swerve.
Get the trending on Twitter.
Swerve 2017.
Bring yeah, Swerve. Man. So, I didn't really plan much for this episode, because normally I plan a talking point, but I didn't. So,
go with whatever.
John, how was your day?
My day was top keck. Had to
for those of you watching in the year 2027, keck is a term used by middle school white boys instead of laughter, like lol.
Yeah, that's why Aiden says it all the time.
Yeah.
Oh. John just dabbed, for those of you who can't see at home.
Yeah. So during the intro, Jack mentioned Swerve, and while he should have stage 4 pancreatic cancer by this point, can we get the trending on Twitter?
Yes.
Somebody tweet out. Everybody tweet out something. Hashtag bring back Swerve. Mm. And then whenever you do something cool, so basically do something that's not related to Jack.
Can we not bring back YOLO though?
YOLO's here forever, man. What are you talking about?
That has to stay in 2013.
Yeah, I don't think we should bring back YOLO.
What are you talking about? YOLO's the coolest thing ever.
Yeah, if you're in sixth grade.
I don't even think sixth graders say YOLO anymore.
Yeah, sixth graders just kind of yell. Never mind.
Obscenities.
Yeah. So, what else happened today? Jack, what'd you do today?
Well, I had a pretty good day, I guess. I mean, Kyle's slowly putting his hand down my back and, like, kind of massaging it a little bit, which I think is kind of nice. Other than that, like, nothing interesting.
Gotta
help a bro out.
The highlight of my day was when me and Jackson and Ryan and Owen were playing 21 in gym class. It was like a basketball game, kind of. And then this kid, Ayan, shows up, and he crosses us all over, and in the middle of our game, shows up and wins.
Nice job, Ayan.
Wait, Ayan? Like the biology term, Ayan?
No, I don't know how to spell it, Ayan, but he's...
Is he Indian?
No, he's not Indian.
What was that laugh, man? And you were like...
That was my nervous, I don't want to offend anybody laugh.
Oh, I get that one.
Speaking of gym class, today we had to do the push-up and sit-up test in Ms. Dinkelman's class. Dude, I did incredible. I did, and I'm not lying, I did 7 push-ups.
Wow.
I know, right?
I think I did 18. What did you do?
I don't remember what I did for the push-ups. But I remember that in the beginning of the year, Mr. Ratliff would only count our sit-ups if we did them in the right form with our hands on the floor and slide the hands forward and, like...
Oh, yeah, that was it.
Are we talking about sit-ups or push-ups?
I'm talking about sit-ups.
Oh, sit-ups.
Push-ups doesn't matter.
I got, like, 70.
I got 80.
I did a sit-up, and Mr. Ratliff was like, nope, you moved your hands wrong, so you're done. Get out of here. He's basically told me, like, no, you get no sit-ups.
It stinks.
What else happened today? We had a geometry test today.
Geometry test.
That sucked. That was really hard.
Only 4 people in second hour got an A.
Yeah. So, I'm kind of screwed.
Let me guess the 4 people in second hour.
Hey, we don't want no beef. Cover your mouth. Stop. We don't want no beef on this
podcast.
No beef. No, but one thing.
No egg and juice.
Bacon, egg, and cheese.
I dropped my phone. I'm sorry.
It's bacon, egg, cheese with no juice.
So, what... there's been this new game, kind of crazing. I might be a little late to the curve, but it's called Clash Royale.
Oh, you mean that game that came out in January of last year?
Yeah, I'm kind of a little late to the curve, but...
Oh, so am I.
I have been playing this all day, and I think it's pretty fun.
I think Clash is pretty fun, too.
Jack, I know you
don't
play.
You think Clash Royale is great?
Are we already going to the climax of the episode?
Yeah, I think so.
You said climax.
John, no filthy humor.
Yeah, John. No filthy.
The kids don't know what that is.
So, if you regularly watch this show, you would know that we normally do trivia with our hosts. I mean, I'm sure John wouldn't know that because we try to keep it a secret.
Yeah, I'm kind of going in blind today.
Yeah, but we don't have any trivia today, so what I thought would be fun is, because I know John plays, I thought it would be fun if we played Clash Royale.
Oh, you know what we could have Jack download Clash Royale and walk him through the beginning of the game on air.
That'd be boring. I'm going to commentate you guys' match.
Yeah, okay, we're going to play a match, John. We're going to play a couple matches.
I think we should do a draft challenge.
Oh, yeah, there's this thing out right now.
We can only pick the card on the right side.
Can you explain that for...
Okay, for those of you who don't know at home, there's this thing out right now called Draft Challenge. Because, you play with cards in Clash Royale. And the draft challenge is, it gives you two random cards, and you have to pick one of the two you want to use in your deck, and then you play.
The other card that you don't pick goes to your opponent, and for those of you who don't know how Clash Royale works, you have three towers on your side of the arena, which is, the place where you battle, and you have a deck of eight cards, and you place cards on the field to deploy troops, and then you got to basically destroy your enemy's towers. And, yeah.
But, you know, we're not just going to be playing randomly. So, to raise the stakes a little bit, I have some prizes here for John that if he can beat me. Yeah, plural prizes. If he can beat me, I have a mystery game.
A mystery game?
Yeah,
mystery. It can't be as good as a Build-A-Bear Workshop for Nintendo Wii.
Yeah, I got that for John for his birthday.
What? Chicken Blaster. No, it was the Christmas thing.
Oh, yeah, Christmas thing. My bad.
We have some high-quality... Are these cotton or polyester?
These are, I think they're a blend.
They're okay. Aiden's Lonely Voyage, that's what they are.
They're
branded socks.
Yeah, branded, licensed socks. But also, if you know, we don't have much funding on this show. So when I say licensed, I mean we cut out our faces and put them on each of the toes and, taped them to the sock. So that's pretty cool. So we have those. So... Are you ready to start playing?
Should we do the thing where we only pick the card on the right side?
Wait. You haven't explained all the prizes yet.
I did.
Yeah, you did. There's the mystery game and the socks.
Yeah, there's the mystery game and the socks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So should we pick only the card on the right?
I think that'd work.
Okay, I'm gonna start from the battle.
Okay. And Kyle's gonna start.
Get right into it.
So all right. And we're just kinda gonna talk.
Okay, well I have to pick if you have to pick the card on the right, I got Ice Spirit. I just gave Kyle a really good card.
So these two dudes right now, they're engaging in a Clash Royale battle.
In Frozen Peak Arena 8.
Arena 8, the arena I'm currently in.
We swear we're not sponsored.
Oh, I actually got a decent start. Oh, and it's also double elixir the whole time.
Yeah. So, this is pretty fun. We're just kind of going to talk over this, because I feel like, because you can't see it at home.
I got some decent stuff.
This is going to be kind of boring without, listening or other commentary, so... What else do we have to talk about?
Jack, okay.
What's going on in your life?
Connection's kind of slow.
Nothing is really going on in my life. I mean, I'm going mushroom hunting with my dad's side of the family tomorrow.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's
what kind of mushrooms?
Not the shiitake mushrooms.
But why not? That's the best kind of mushrooms.
What? Aren't those, only in Japan or something?
I don't know.
Or something. Yeah.
John just took one of my towers.
I took Kyle's first tower.
I'm not a mushroom expert.
And... I'm about to eat this L.
Yeah, I just took one of my towers. So it's a stalemate
right
now.
It's a tight game.
I learned that in history class. If you have Mr. Worrell,
I learned that. In case anybody wondered, the Dark Prince is one of the worst cards in the game.
Yes.
Get that.
So, out
here.
My deck right now, my deck's not great. It's a little high in elixir, because elixir is what you use to...
Deploy troops.
Yeah.
All the cards cost a certain amount of elixir, and yeah, it's pretty cool.
I just placed down my Lava Hound and a wizard to take out his balloon.
I just yeeted on his wizard with my...
Please don't say that. If you're going to be on this podcast, you're going to have to refrain from using phrases like yeeted.
Yeeted?
Yeah.
There's a lot of archaic language being used
okay,
here.
Okay, and... Kyle's doing very, very well.
Yep. I'm really good at this. I've been practicing,
Yeah.
I've been practicing all day.
He's been practicing all day.
All day long. That's how dedicated I am to this game.
and how dedicated he is to Aiden's Lonely Voyage.
Yeah, I'm so dedicated to the show, man. You have no idea how much I love doing this show.
Doing the podcast?
Yeah.
Pretty fun.
It's just so much fun. Especially because I get to do it with my friends.
Yay.
Friendship.
I have nothing to cover your air troops, really.
Yeah.
My only hope is to just go for it and really hope that I don't lose. Oh.
I can only imagine the excitement of our audience right now.
Yeah,
oh, yeah. I'm sure audience must be on the edge of their seat.
Yeah.
For real.
So, you know how we told you how we had a geometry test today? I'm going to talk a little about that.
Alright, well, we're talking to tell people about it.
I mean the trigonometry test.
No, the trigonometry test was last week.
We took the...
Oh, that's right, we're not doing trig anymore.
Yeah. Jack's in regular geometry, while me and John are in honors.
Yeah,
we're honors students. Yeah, so this is a really close match right now.
Really, really close match.
Because it looks like John's going to take this one.
Will
I? I don't know, because he's got the graveyard down on my main tower. Which is gonna...
And I gotta play some defense
Ooh,
and I won.
Just barely. I lost, so... How many games are we gonna play? We're probably gonna play about, like, five or six.
Depends on how we're feeling.
Yeah.
Jack,
so,
you should download Clash Royale.
So, John took that first...
I'm just on Twitter.
He took the first challenge.
Hashtag bring back Swerve.
So, I'm gonna send out another one.
You know what, John? I'm gonna start that right now.
You gonna start hashtag bring back Swerve?
Yeah, so
right,
I just sent out
in support
another friendly battle challenge.
In support of Aiden's Lonely Voyage.
Okay, should it be all lowercase, bring back Swerve?
Yes, just all lowercase, bring back Swerve. Picking the card on the right sucks. Actually, I didn't get that bad troops, but...
Ooh, my cards are actually pretty well. From the, I got Goblins, Balloon, Ice Spirit, and a Witch. So that was pretty cool.
I got a Witch too.
Oh, wow. That's pretty crazy.
So I didn't pick it. Well, I've got quite a few legendary cards.
How about a capital?
That's good right there.
Like capital B, B, and S. Like bring back Swerve. I don't really know.
BBS.
BBC.
Beepus. Why are we referencing these late 2010s memes?
Because late 2010 memes are great.
That's a lot.
And Kyle just cacked on me.
Oh my gosh. How old are you, John?
Bye.
Five. John is
and Kyle has Sparky.
Yeah.
Everybody knows that any teenage boy is internally seven.
And I just dropped a
That's just how we operate.
He just got rid of my
giant
really
skeleton.
Good.
Is probably going to play a nice role. Can the log go over the river?
Yeah.
It can.
The log's a really good card. You know, I was really sad that I had to give that up for the goblins.
Okay, the hashtag is started.
Yep, everyone go on Twitter and start hashtag bring back Swerve.
Yep.
John's commentating over the sound of his Electro Wizard.
My Electro Wizard sounds. Oh, dropped a rocket.
Oof, that looks bad for me.
Will that princess do it though? Nope. Alright.
So, on the geometry test that I was talking about earlier, there is this one problem about
trash can.
Literally a trash can. And oof. I'm getting the bad connection warning.
Oh, no.
Oh, well, I did not expect for that kind of technical difficulty, dude. Oh, John just took my tower.
I shook one of Kyle's towers, and I'm not going to go all the way. But, yeah, Kyle, as you were saying, on the geometry test today.
Yeah, the track can problem, it was one of the hardest math problems I've ever done. And I'm very upset right now.
Kyle is basically, like, Kyle is super good at math, okay.
No, I'm really not.
Yes, you are.
No,
don't
I just
lie.
Not gonna lie. I just kind of copy other people's homeworks.
Oh, there goes my connection.
No, okay, just kidding.
Loving
talk,
this school Wi-Fi.
Hard.
Nope.
Don't tell Debbie. No, just kidding. I don't actually, but if I have to, I will. Oh,
school Wi-Fi is great.
And John takes me again.
Takes Kyle again. Should we pick the left card now?
Switch
it up.
Sure. Yeah, we'll switch it up. I'm taking the left card now.
Okay.
This is probably just riveting for the people at home.
Oh, yeah. Well, everybody should play Clash Royale. Jack.
I'm not playing Clash Royale. It's a fact.
Did you say Trash Royale?
No, I...
Or, like...
Okay, trash. Maybe I did. Huh?
I'm
you strangled.
Yeah, I just strangled you.
That's kind of kinky.
John?
I'm going to cut that out.
Oh,
no, actually,
job,
I accidentally
John.
Accepted Jack Mulcahy's battle.
Well, looks like we're having some technical difficulties.
Technical difficulties.
We'll be right back. We're back. I did the same thing that John was, that John did, where he accidentally accepted someone else. So I'm just gonna play this match out.
All right, and I'm going to commentate for Kyle. Okay. So Jack dropped a mortar. Kyle dropped the battle ram, and the elite barbs are gonna take care of that.
Oh, I cracked my finger again.
Nice.
Ew.
Oh, that was loud. I'm sorry about that.
That was pretty loud. It's okay.
So anything you do is fine, dude. Okay, so,
Speaking.
So, another thing that's happening in our lives, because, we're kind of running out of audio. Or,
ideas?
Ideas to talk about.
LMAO.
So, we do this, we all do the summer swim team called, Pleasant Ridge Swimming. We have practice tonight, and I really don't want to go.
Practice tomorrow is canceled.
Because wait, really?
Ferndale, yeah. Ferndale's got something on going on in high school. And we can't get
I'm so excited.
Jack is going hard.
Yeah, Jack's killing here.
Jack got better back than you.
So, hope Jack. He doesn't mind that we're using his name, by the way, but oh well.
Yep. Alright, so,
I'm
there's
kind
a
of
thing,
done.
There's a thing at some practice that we do for warm-up, and it's called SKIDS.
SKIDS!
It's an acronym. The S is for swim, so we do a 200 regular swimming. Then the K is for kick, so we do a 200 kicking. Then the I is for IM, but it's IM drill, and that's the first D. There's actually two Ds. So we have to do a 200 IM, but do it all with these weird drills that hurt your shoulders, and it's really stupid. Then the second D is for dog paddle. We have to dog paddle for 200 yards.
Oh my gosh.
Yep, it's as bad as it sounds.
So
and then to finish it all off, we get to swim again. It's kind of a meme.
It is a meme. So, I just finished that battle with Jack. I lost horribly. So, for those of you who don't remember, the current score was 2-0, and that was for John. So, I'm going to send out one more battle, and then
and we're going to do this.
We're going to wrap it up. Hopefully, I can pull
right,
a W
I
on this one.
Right battle. So, we're picking right or left card?
Go left.
Okay. Well, I just gave you some... Oh, I got Goblin Gang. Gang
oh,
Gang.
Nice. Gang Gang Goblins.
Gang Gang.
So,
yeah. And I got some other cheat cards that are not that good. So, what'd you give me, Kyle? Any good? You gave me actually nothing good.
I didn't give you anything good.
You gave me Hound, though.
LMAO. I really wish Dan and Aiden were here.
Dan and Aiden can complete the show, man.
Yeah, because I feel really lonely right now. Hence the name. I don't know. It's always just better when they're there. And, because I'm not a very interesting person, so.
Oh, dang it, you didn't kill the expo.
Yeah, I'm not very interesting, so Dan and Aiden bring the pizzazz to the show, so.
Pizzazz?
Yep.
Wow. Kyle is doing real swell.
Real swell.
Wait. Yaga.
Eat Yaga, finna about a skirt on me.
And the skeleton army gets me.
I just took John's tower.
Kyle's doing real good this round.
Sweet. This is dope.
Kyle might win.
I better.
I have nothing, not really any good push that I can make out of the cards I got.
Yep.
New spirit gobbles, thank God.
Jack, do you have anything to say on this pressing battle?
No.
You don't?
I don't play Clash Royale.
Well
then you're not cool.
You're a pleb. For those of you who don't know, a pleb is a bad person. I think
so
I don't even know.
Well, not like a bad person, more like not really kind of a loser, but just like
someone who's just bad at stuff.
Yeah.
So like, John just took
one.
Like
basic.
I took one of Kyle's towers. I'm going all in right now.
Yeah, that's going bad for me because he's on my tower. So this is not going very well.
Here we go.
Okay.
It's the final. Do we still get? Do we get double elixir with 6 seconds left?
No, I think it's just regular. So, it's coming down to the end.
It's down to the wire.
I've got 2 ice wizards on its tower, so that's
plus
bad
an
for
expo?
Him. Yeah, and an expo. So, this looks like the end for John.
This looks like the end for me.
Ew, or not, he could pull through.
If I didn't know any better, this looks like the end for John.
This does look like the end for me. And that just about does it. Poison? Nope. I will defend to the bitter end.
So close. I'm so very close to this.
Gang, gang.
Goblin gang. Okay. Come on, John. Just
let yeet!
Oh. His main tower is at 125 health, and that's, like, very, very low. I'm determined to get it. No. 35.
And there we go. Kyle wins.
There we go.
This episode is super long. We gotta cut stuff out.
Well, it's super long because we had that bit in the middle.
Yeah. That looks like we're about to wrap it up. John, I actually don't want to give you this stuff because it's my... Wait. I just remembered.
You gotta give him a prize.
The bonus bottle.
I hope that didn't...
For those of you who don't know what the bonus bottle is, every week we have a fan send in a message in a bottle to talk about how much they love us.
And how much they love the other
people. So I just pulled up the message, and this week's bonus bottle is from... John Cook. Whoa.
Whoa.
That's like bonus bottleception. He said...
Who could have thunk?
He said, wow, you're really bad at Clash Royale. Yeah. The end. So, that was very mean of you to say, John. I don't know how you even knew what we were going to do before you even were here.
Just got to, you know. I'm trash for Clash.
With that being said, I have one more thing for John.
Okay.
We're gonna play one more battle, and this is all for nothing.
It's all or nothing.
All or nothing.
Guys,
so,
please.
So if you win this battle, you get the socks, the mystery game, and the special bonus prize, which is the Aiden's Lonely Voyage custom China set, which comes with a plate with our logo on it, a spoon with our logo on it, and a regular old straw. So.
Does not have
the straw is green and so is your logo. So
yeah, but it doesn't have a fork because I don't like forks. Right. They're obnoxious. So
I'll send out one last request.
This is all or nothing.
Kyle's got a really weird vendetta against forks.
Yeah, I have a very.
Or let's go right.
Actually, just pick whatever.
Okay, pick whatever. Pick whatever's good.
Yes.
Well, it's all or nothing right now.
All or nothing.
I made a tough choice.
Let's go. I'm so hyped up. I'm so piped up.
All of these things.
I'm ready to play this Clash Royale battle.
Yeet.
Yeah. Okay.
Skirt. Brrrah.
So, in these final hours, anyone have anything else they'd like to say before we end? Because if not, we're just going to be silent for the rest of this episode.
Wow. That's depressing. Yeah. Yeet.
Yeah. 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 Fin a skirt on them.
Put a skirt on them boys.
Weed
dem boys.
Cracking open a cold one with the boys.
Cracking open boys with a cold one.
That's a little sketchy.
Well, then maybe the boys shouldn't be so crack openable. Then Inferno Dragons could set up on that tower and hopefully take it down really quickly. And there we go.
Ooh, looks like he just took one of my towers. Cause my connection is bad and it's blanking out right now. So
I was running out of connections. I gotta capitalize on that.
Gotta capitalize, man. Oh,
That is it.
That was very uneventful because I couldn't see what was happening.
And I got the Inferno Dragon down.
I'm gonna send him a angry face because I'm pretty angry that I didn't get the fight.
Thumbs up emote.
So,
that just about does it.
Congratulations, John Cook. You have won the socks. I just kind of threw those at you.
On the mic.
Here's your straw. Here's your spoon. Here's your plate. And would you like to open the bonus game on camera?
I would love to open the bonus game on air. Oh, wow. Awesome box art. It is.
The box art.
A Pokemon card.
That says you're a sweetie because you're a sweetie.
The box art is actually a stock photo of a 7-year-old kid.
It's the B-movie game.
Yes, that is correct. The B-movie game on DS.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
I'd like to thank you both for being on this podcast because I was very lonely. That it was my lonely voyage.
Oh, it's okay.
Yeah. Thank you, Jack, for being my
co-host.
I don't have a prize for you because
it's cool.
I didn't know. He just told me he could be on today, so I didn't plan.
I have a question. Are these socks used?
No.
Literally this morning because. As of this morning, Kyle and John were just gonna do the whole episode by themselves.
Yeah. Oh, wow, I didn't know that.
Brofest.
I didn't know that Aiden and Nate were gonna be here.
Yeah. I don't know. I didn't know that either until, like, yesterday. So, that looks like about all we have for this episode. I'm going to open a chest real fast for one last thing to do. And I got 8 mortars and a musketeer. Great.
Crazy.
For those of you at home, that's good.
Yeah, actually not really.
All right, so thanks for giving this a listen, y'all.
Thanks for giving us a listen. Go check out the episode with Jack if you want to understand. He did trivia.
And a plug for Clickbait, the podcast with me, John, and a few
others. This is not an ad for our podcast.
Bye. Bye.